This is Stephen Strang. For more than 40 years, I've written a monthly column in Charisma Magazine. That's been my main platform, although now we have other platforms, including books and podcasts. And today on The Strang Report, you're going to hear my column from the recent issue of Charisma, so stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I decided today on my podcast that I was going to share with you my perspective column from the June-July issue of Charisma. It's something actually that I've done podcasts on, but I wrote my column about it, and I thought you might find it interesting to hear. The perspective is a little bit different than the podcast. So here I am reading my own column from Charisma Magazine, which you can get, of course, if you subscribe, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Stephen Strang, and this is my perspective column for the June-July 2019 issue of Charisma Magazine. The headline, How This Modern-Day Resurrection is Pointing Hollywood Back to God. The subheadline, John Smith came back to life after being dead an hour. Now a film based on his story is changing countless lives. Several years ago, a young man came back to life after being dead for an hour, all because his mother cried out to God in desperate faith. John Smith had been underwater for about 15 minutes, and doctors couldn't get a pulse for another 45 minutes. But as soon as his mother, Joyce, prayed over him, his heart started beating again. Many call it a modern-day resurrection. That miracle went viral on the news, and John's story was recently made into a major motion picture called Breakthrough, which at one point held the number two spot at the box office right after Avengers Endgame. There's an untold story here that should inspire every spirit-filled believer. It's a miracle at many levels. A mom calls out in prayer, and her lifeless son comes back to life. The young teenager says he wasn't right with God, so God gave him a second chance. The story at the time was covered respectfully by the news media, and a prophetic word to Sam Rodriguez led him to become the executive producer of a movie about it. It's an affirming portrayal of charismatic Christianity. Plus, not only is it a good story, but it's had success at the box office. Joyce and her husband, Brian Smith, are longtime Assemblies of God members in the St. Louis, Missouri area. They believe what most spirit-filled Christians believe, that God is a God of miracles and He answers prayer. Sadly, we see too little of this in this country. It's well known that these things happen often overseas, but rarely in America. And when we testify to it happening, it's ridiculed both by non-believers and sometimes even by Christians who say that miracles ended with the apostles. Charisma covered the story at the time it happened. But even before that, Sam had seen the newspaper reports and talked about it in sermons and on interviews for TBN. The Smith family heard about it and contacted Sam on Facebook to tell him even more of the story. Later, Sam invited them to tell the story on TBN, where they met Devon Franklin, the producer of Heaven is for Real and Miracles from Heaven, who said he wanted to turn their story into a major motion picture. A few years before, Cindy Jacobs had preached at Sam's church in Sacramento and gave him a word. Because they badly needed new facilities, Sam told me he was hoping the word was about much-needed finances. Instead, Cindy prophesied this, Hollywood. Sam was stunned. He had no connection with Hollywood and doesn't approve of most of its movies, yet the prophetic word came true. I tracked down young John Smith and interviewed him on my Strang Report podcast, and it was one of the biggest episodes on the Charisma Podcast Network this year. Then I contacted his mother for my other show, In Depth with Stephen Strang. You can listen to the details about how the dramatic prayer happened and how close the movie was to what really happened. You can hear both by going to johnsmith.charismamag.com and joycesmith@charismamag.com. Joyce described the events leading up to the moment she saw John lying dead on the hospital bed. She said she had a strange sense of peace as she approached her lifeless son. "I thought I was being very quiet and demure," she told me. "But according to the others, everyone in the ER could hear me when I prayed. And I did walk up to the end of my son's bed, and they said I very boldly and very loudly called out to God and the Holy Spirit that he would come and please bring me back my son." Joyce told me that after John's heart started beating, she sat down stunned and thought, "This is surreal. I just watched God bring my son back to life." And it certainly was a miracle. After all, John was underwater for 15 to 16 minutes, according to official reports, and then he had no discernible heartbeat for the next 45 minutes. We have 310 pages of medical records and police reports to back everything we have put in and told in our story in the book Breakthrough, Joy says. We wanted to make sure that people knew this was the truth. God did such an awesome job. It didn't need to be embellished. I highly recommend reading the book or watching the movie. I believe it will inspire your faith. And remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is no respecter of persons. You may be next to see a supernatural miracle when you need it most, if only like Joyce Smith, you have faith to believe. Let me know if you like this. You can email me. It's easy to remember, podcast@charismamedia.com. Email me and let me know if you liked it. And soon we'll be announcing some other audio products that I don't want to share here, but I think you'll like them. And I just thought I'd get a little feedback today to my podcast. Tune in again to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.